This article is for educational purposes only. In Paris, Behavior Brigade battles to make oui oui un non non. Even the Sanisettes don't stem the flow. Mr. Rebet is a whiz at catching offenders. Hidden behind dark sunglasses, Jean-Pierre Rebet follows his target into a narrow Paris alley. "We've got one," he whispers to his partner, who bolts to block off the other end of the street. The man in the alley zips up his jeans and turns away from the wall. Busted. Mr. Rebet hands him a ticket and informs him of his rights. Mr. Rebet is a special agent in Paris's war on public urination, part of an elite 88-member force called the Brigade d'Inchivilte, or Bad Behavior Brigade. Mr. Rebet scours the streets for all sorts of boorish offenders. Dressed in civilian clothes and driving an unmarked car, he tickets everyone, from litterbugs to people handing out unauthorized flyers to Parisians who don't pick up after their dog. But what the French called urine sauvage, which translates to wild urine, is the hardest to crack. While France's capital has campaigned with some success to have Parisians pick up after their pets, the city is still struggling with the presence of pipi. Urine is hard to escape in certain parts of the city, be it on the street, in the metro, or in the parks. Paris has tried to stem the flow. Some 400 public restrooms, self-cleaning grey pods called Sanisettes, are scattered throughout the city and have been free to use since 2006. The Sanisettes are being upgraded, and the newest models include skylights and an eco-friendly design, including reservoirs that store rainwater for use in the toilet. Whether in small towns or big cities, public urination is a global phenomenon. Under former Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, the New York City Police Department began a major crackdown on quality of life offences, including passing water in public. This year alone, the city has handed out more than 18,500 summonses for public urination, according to the NYPD. Paris has taken a more gradual approach to tackling the problem. Starting in the early 1960s, the office in charge of keeping the city clean, the Centre d'Action pour la Propreté de Paris, or CAP, released informational brochures, subway posters, and a series of short films about hygiene and air quality. Then, in 1986, realizing that the CAP needed more teeth in its fight against uncivilized behavior, the mayor's office transferred jurisdiction from the police to the new Bad Behavior Brigade. Active enforcement by the brigade, combined with aggressive advertising, managed to eliminate the dog droppings problem rather quickly, city officials say. Eric Urblin, CAP director, says he has noticed a decline in the Parisian dog population since the crackdown began. Some residents would now prefer to own an indoor cat or a fish than have to stoop and scoop on the sidewalk, he says. But the urine problem is a different matter. Of the 20,000 total infractions the brigade records every year, one quarter involve people and dogs caught illegally relieving themselves in public. In 2007, the brigade handed out 1,200 tickets to adults for public urination. In 2008, that number rose to 1,800. By the end of June this year, the brigade had already handed out 1,100 tickets. City officials say it is hard to determine whether the rising number is due to a growing problem or to the crackdown by Monsieur Rebet and his colleagues. There are other challenges. Brigade members don't target homeless people, travellers, or people without documentation. That is because without identification or a Paris address, offenders will have no way of receiving court documents in the mail. Fines can be as high as €450, $644, but will be reduced to a maximum of €35 starting next year. For Ms. Rebet, the 53-year-old brigade agent, public hygiene is about basic civic values. "There's a lack of civility," says Mr. Rebet, frowning at a puddle on the sidewalk. I remember walking around with my grandfather 40 years ago, and you'd pick up every bit of paper that fell to the street. The brigade works in shifts from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m., and agents always go out in teams of two. Violent resistance from offenders, though not common, is sometimes possible, Mr. Rebbe said. On their recent afternoon shift, Mr. Rebbe and his partner had just begun patrolling the streets in their compact Citroën car when they spotted the first offence of the day. Illegal trash dumping. Mr. Rebbe jumped out, slid on a pair of latex gloves, and ripped open the stray trash bag. Inside, he found what he was looking for. A sheet of paper with the name and address of a nearby business, the likely guilty party. Minutes after Mr. Rebbe ticketed the urinator he caught in the alley, another suspect headed the same way. Like the previous offender, the man stepped off to the left, leaned close to the wall, and unzipped. Mr. Rebbe smiled and walked quietly towards him, fishing for the book of tickets tucked into his belt.